listening to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. If you have a question or comment about today's show, Jay would love to hear from you at 1-866-472-5790. That's 1-866-472-5790. You can also send an email to questionsfortaylor@gmail.com. That's questions, the number 4, taylor@gmail.com. Now, back to our program.
Welcome back to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really happy to tell you that I'm here with Corwin Coe. He is a CEO and a board member of Sitka Gold. It's a company that has three projects that are all being explored with drill holes. I think all three of them have drill projects going this summer, this year. And so it's really, really good to have Corwin with me today to give us an update on what I think are some pretty exciting stories. Sitka trades SIG in Canada. You can buy it in the U.S. as I have under SITKF. 110.4 million shares out. I saw it trading at around 15.5 cents in Canadian money today, giving it a minuscule market cap of 17 million. And that's good news for those of you looking to buy inexpensive shares with some good exploration prospects. So, Corwin, thank you so much for joining me again.
Thank you, Jay.
Yeah, it's good to have you with us again. And I should, for those who might not be familiar with you, let people know that you have an engineering background. You're a professional geologist. You've had some real success under your belt, deposits, and you put a couple of mines into production. So you've had a lot of experience, which is one of the most important things that investors should be aware of. Good experience. As I recall, last year was your real first year that you drilled on your RC property in the Yukon, and it was a pretty short season, but you had some pretty good results, as I recall, and you were quite excited about it. You know, they weren't maybe the highest blockbuster numbers we saw from some other companies, but as a geologist, they look pretty good to you. So what can you tell us about your objectives for this year's drill program? And I know you're very excited about the RC, so tell us about it.
Okay, Jay. Well, first of all, you know, we're targeting intrusion-related gold deposits, which are large bulk tonnage, multi-million-ounce deposits. And a good example is Victoria Gold's Eagle Mine that's in production about 40 kilometers away from our property. So they're not blockbuster numbers, but Victoria Gold, they're mining around 0.65 grams per ton and making money. So that's a good anchor for us to when we're looking at exploring for these deposits. And yes, we were really ecstatic with the results we got last year at our RC Gold project. We identified an area from mostly geochem work that was about 2 kilometers long and about 500 meters wide that we ended up putting the first four diamond drill holes into that system. And all four of those holes came back with gold from top to bottom. And significant intercepts that were comparable to Victoria Gold's mine grade, or even better. And one of those holes bottomed in 16 grams per ton gold for 2 meters.
Wow.
So yeah, definitely that's our main objective, is to further define this whole system. And part of that objective is putting about 10,000 meters of drilling primarily into that. So that's where we're focused on RC Gold, but we also have additional targets that we're kind of refining as well that we might put a couple of drill holes into. So that's where we're at with RC Gold. We've completed three holes to date, and we're guesstimating that we're going to probably have about 20-25 holes into that this year.
20-25 holes, and what's the sort of turnaround time these days? I know everybody's sort of backed up in the labs because of COVID and people staying at home. How's that looking?
Well, that's a hard one for me to answer, because you get a different story when you're contracting with the lab than you do when you actually get your results. We put our first drill hole into the lab last Thursday, and we'll just have to wait and see when it comes down the pike. But I would say that it's going to be, for sure, you know, 3 or 4 weeks minimum. But I'm really cautious about putting out timelines for because of the way it's been last year.
Yeah, I know. And if you promise investors one thing and you're late, it doesn't help you go well. No, it doesn't go well. Let me ask you this though, Corwin. You mentioned that 16 gram per ton, the deepest hole, one of your deeper holes at the end of the hole. Anyway, a lot of these intrusion related systems sometimes can get a lot richer, deeper. Right? Is that a prospect here, potentially, where you might have a lot of bulk mineable stuff on surface and then something deeper, higher grade?
That's right. You can have overprinting of different types of mineralization too, of gold mineralization within the system. Mm-hmm. So it's quite common to get some higher grade areas as well in these intrusion related mm-hmm. systems.
And how late can you work there? How late in the year?
We can work into probably the middle of October if we want to. But generally, we like to be out of there by about the middle of September.
All right. This is the one project that you have a short season working on, but you have others in Arizona and Nevada that you can go around, or I guess pretty much around the year. So which brings me to your Alpha project in Nevada. Now, I know that you put out, I think you're pretty excited about a drill result you put out, and not so much because of the grade, which was, I think, 0.1 grams per ton gold. That's not going to get a lot of people who don't understand geology and mineralization to very excited. But there were 93 meters of that, which is, you know, something. Talk to us a little bit about, as a geologist, why this is really important and why you're excited about it. And this is your Alpha project, which is a Carlin-style gold target. And, of course, those things, when you really get a good one, they're really worth a lot. But What are your plans there, and what are your thoughts about the Alpha project?
Well, we're really excited about Alpha Gold right now, much more than we were before we drilled the last two drill holes. And part of that is because it confirmed that we have the geological model is intact, and we have this target zone at a shallow depth. The fact that we got anomalous gold over 93 meters in one hole and 57 meters in the other just helped that. But the mm-hmm. real thing is that, more importantly, we ended up with significantly elevated coincident pathfinder elements mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. that are typical for these Carlin-type deposits. And that, coupled with the degree of alteration and the structural controls in that area, underline that we are in a very prospective environment for a Carlin-type deposit. So the geological community is really excited about it, but of course, just looking at the grade of the gold, it was really positive because it shows that there's gold in the system, but we're not mm-hmm. in the heart of the system. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're vectoring right now.
Okay, so you'll be vectored. How much drilling do you plan to do there? And these are fairly deep holes, I believe, aren't they, Co?
No, they're not, Jay. That's the whole thing. This... Our last phase of drilling there, we drilled two holes and confirmed that this system is only like a few hundred feet down from surface. And mm-hmm. We're figuring on putting in five or six more holes in this phase that's vectoring in based on like I say, the alteration intensity, the structural controls, the geochemistry on the surface. We found out a lot from the last two drill holes, and we had to actually expand our property package mm-hmm. to include some additional ground there.
Mm-hmm. So, some additional ground.
I think that Alpha Gold is going to be very interesting over the next couple of months on what we see here.
Yeah, I mean, when we first introduced your story, it was Alpha was sort of the long shot, you know, the Grand Slam home run in the bottom of the ninth in the last game of the World Series type of thing. If you hit it, it's just going to put you on the map and everybody will know you. But, you know, who knows? It sounds like the odds are better now than they were when you first started drilling on it. So much, you can pay attention to that all year round, as you can the Burrow Creek with about 3.5 minutes left yet, Corwin. Talk to us about Burrow Creek. How is that going? What are you planning to do this year with that one?
Well, Burrow Creek, again, we plan on drilling there, but it would be in the fall, and it's subject mm-hmm. to us finally getting our BLM permission to step off of the private property onto our federal mining land claims. So we've got indications we should have that permit any time. We don't intend to go down there in the desert in the middle of the summer anyhow.
Yeah.
But, we would like to be there drilling in October, kind of as we're closing up everything in the Yukon, to step out there. And we've got about a kilometer of strike length that's never been drilled that we've been able to identify as the extension of the Burrow vein system that mm-hmm. has the historical deposit on it. So that's our plan down there, and hopefully that's going to come together in the fall.
Yeah, that's really, I think, an open pit surface target, right?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, in Arizona. And so you're sort of like the traditional Canadian, what do you call them, snow bunnies? You're up there in the summertime up in the Yukon. In the wintertime, you go down there to the torrid heat of Arizona and Nevada as a Burrow Creek. And I know that what is the resource on that?
Well, there's a historical resource. It's been drilled twice of about 120,000 ounces of gold and about 5 million ounces of silver.
Yeah.
And the grade's about 0.6 grams per ton in the gold and about 1.5 ounces or 45 grams mm-hmm. per ton silver.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So
all right.
It's definitely very attractive at these prices today.
Right. And so that resource is from just a small portion of the structure, I think.
That's right. That's right. Nobody ever stepped off of that resource and actually looked at seeing if this thing extended through the mountain. And we've confirmed that from our first phase of drilling last year, that yes, it does.
So, and good. So BLM permits, and you'll be off to doing some drilling there in the fall, hopefully. How well funded are you for all these programs?
Well, we did a financing in March and raised $6.4 million.
Uh-huh.
And on top of that, we had some money in the treasury as well, and also there was some warrants taken down. So we're very well financed. The treasury's pretty good. We're planning on spending about $3 million in the Yukon and our Canadian properties, and about another $1 million down in Nevada and Arizona. That's our budget. So it's going to leave us with a surplus of at least a couple million dollars at the end of the year. So we're not looking at going to the market for any financing in the future.
Okay, that's it. All right, so hopefully when you do go to the market again, and that's likely going to have to happen sometime, you're going to do it at a much higher price, I would guess. I think you're going to hit on one of these. That's my hope. That's why I'm holding your shares. So I know you can't promise anything, but that's our hope. So anyway, it's really good. I guess then people should just be watching for news releases and assays and over the next several months.
The major drivers are going to be the drilling and the assay results for sure. And there is the possibility as well that we refine some of our new targets at RC and have another discovery there. So there will be a lot of information coming down the pike between Alpha and RC drilling for sure over the next few months.
All right. Very good. Well, we'll look to keep up with you. That's for sure. Core, thank you so much for being with us again, and we'll hope to do it again sometime. All right. Very good. Well, folks, that is we do have to go to break now, but don't go away because Peter Treadway will be with us to talk about his views on the equity markets as well as the Asian U.S. and Asian situation and the markets and prospects for investing in that part of the world. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Peter Treadway.
Follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN.
Lion One Metals is focused on high-grade gold in Fiji, led by legendary Canadian financier Walter Barakoff. Lion One is permitted for production and drilling for discoveries in one of the most exciting high-grade gold projects in the prolific South Pacific Ring of Fire. Lion One trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LIO and on the OTCQX under the symbol LOMLF. Go to our website at liononemetals.com for more information about Lion One Metals and high-grade gold in Fiji.
Voice America programs are now available on your favorite connected device, including Amazon, Alexa, and Google Home. Through streams with Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, and iHeartRadio, listening to your favorite show is as easy as saying the show name followed by the word podcast.
Hey, Alexa, play Finding Your Frequency podcast.
If that doesn't work, try adding on TuneIn or on iHeartRadio or on Apple Podcasts.
Voice America Business Network, the bottom line in business.